All right, well, obviously there's some details we have to go over. You're probably gonna want to know who this right here is. You know, yours truly. The one invading your life right now. I'm an expat. Well, I'm not really an expat. I'm more the child of two expats. So therefore, my expat status was forced on me. Don't worry, I'm not mad at them about it. I couldn't be mad at them even if I wanted to be. They're dead. Or probably dead. No one knows. We're going to get to that later. And don't feel sorry for me. I can't stand it when I tell people because the look of concern alone is enough to make me want to run out of the room to the nearest bar, seriously. Also, just do me a favor. When I tell you what happened, don't freak out. The whole thing started with something stupid. I mean, really banal. It's always something stupid. Something you never thought would amount to anything. Something you didn't even think about. In movies, you always know when the big thing is happening. The music swells, the camera swoops in, the star looks up in wonder. And you know, this is the big thing, the life-changing thing. But not in life. In life, it's just a shrug, and I did this thing, and then that thing happened, and then this happened. And you never know what the big thing is until you look back and think, OMG, that was it. How did I not know it? It's maddening in a way, how random it is. Like this thing, this life-changing thing. Wanna know what it is? Applebee's. Yep, Applebee's. More specifically, the Applebee's off Interstate 99 just outside of Altoona. That is Pennsylvania, just in case for some reason you didn't know where Altoona is. This is the place that fate set me down one happy, unknowing spring day in April 2015. I was driving back from Pittsburgh, listening to Magical Clouds, minding my own business, when, quite simply, nature called. Nature called, and I had to make a stop in this godforsaken place, which, let's be honest, is in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains. That's right, Deliverance City. And the only place open that looked like I would not get kidnapped and put in a cellar, the entrance to which is disguised by an icebox, was the Altoona Applebee's of Logan Valley Mall, proudly serving a happy hour special of sweet chili brisket sliders. Normal, right? But make no mistake. If I hadn't gone to the Applebee's off Interstate 99, 2 hours outside of Pittsburgh, none of this would have ever happened. Now, what was I doing in Pittsburgh? Well, my parents raised me to be kind of a knee-jerk liberal. You know, one of those people who annoys everybody at the dinner table by talking about polar bears dying off or hashtag Black Lives Matter and actually caring about sea slaves off the coast of Asia. Yep, I'm one of those. An agitator. My folks didn't do this because they wanted to annoy everyone around me for the rest of their lives. They didn't even do it on purpose. I could have become a red-faced Tea Party hysteric for all they cared, because the decision was left to me because they are, slash, were, namby-pamby liberals who believe this crazy thing that everyone gets to be whatever they want. But they are, slash, were, journalists, and good ones. They had a little flirty competition between them about who had the most Robert F. Kennedy Awards and who got in the New York Times and who could possibly get the National Book Award. My mom did, 4 years ago, and I think she wore it as a hat for 2 months straight. But let's not talk about them right now, because I don't want to start crying yet. I just want to tell you why I was in Pittsburgh in the first place. There's a place in Pittsburgh called Carnegie Mellon University, where they have an award-winning program in robotics. Without getting into what they are designing there and scaring the bejesus out of you, I will just say, I wanted to see it myself, take notes, talk to the designers, and write about it for my senior thesis on artificial intelligence. So far, the working title is Artificial Intelligence, Human Immortality, or Frankenstein's Monster. Look, we can talk about it later. The problem is, I am still a human with human functions, and that means I had to visit a human bathroom in a human restaurant called Applebee's. It was supposed to be easy. It was supposed to be a quick stop, simple. The thing is, there were a lot of families there. Cute families, Families with little kids drawing with crayons on those little paper placemats they give to make kids stay at the table and not run around all over the place tripping waitresses. There were babies and toddlers and 5-year-old boys in Batman shirts. There was even a little girl dressed as Elsa. For no reason. It's not Halloween. But go ahead, cutie pie, you dress up as Elsa all you want. You do you. And that would have been great. The families.